Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on forbearance, tolerance, and being soft with the believers. Today's hadith: May yuhram al-rifqa yuhram al-khayra kulluh, rawahu Muslim. As Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrates, that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that one who is deprived of gentleness is deprived of all good. In another saying, Arabic proverb, الرفق في الأمر كالمسك في العطور. The gentleness in matters is like musk in perfumes. How you find musk? It's something that is beautiful, it creates a nice scent. So like that gentleness also, it creates some beauty in what a person does. He's not rough, he's not wild in the way he behaves. This comes under the part of gentleness. This chapter got to do with gentleness also. So yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the one who is deprived of gentleness is deprived of all good. In other words, there's so much that a person can achieve, there's so much of attraction he can have as far as his deen is concerned, as far as a person is concerned, if he just applies himself with gentleness, being kind, being courteous, demonstrating a good high level of akhlaq. So this gentleness is something that shouldn't be frowned upon. It was these hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning it at that time. Imagine when people were so hard that for a man to take his own daughter, beautiful daughter, throw her into a well that is unused, or throw her into a pit and then just cover it whilst that poor young girl is screaming, meant nothing to them. They were so hard, they were so rough in their styles, in their ways, in jahiliyat. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching them. This is like a miracle, or we can say it is a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People that were so rough, so hard, so harsh in their ways, that sometimes they would even fight for 40 years just because one person's camel grazed in another person's land. That camel just went over its yard and went into the neighbor's yard. The neighbor got so upset that how can your camel come into my territory? They start fighting. And these two families that are fighting, what they would do is they would actually make wasiyat at the time of death, that this fight that we have started between us and the other tribe, now we started that fight, what you need to do, giving wasiyat to the children, that after we are gone, you carry on this fight. So like that, they were so hard, so rough, there was no mannerisms in them. But at that time, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that person that is deprived of kindness, gentleness, is deprived of all good. You see, what a inqilab, what a turnaround, what a somersault Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had brought. And then we explain that to such an extent that those people that were shy to have daughters, they would take it as something very bad. The ayat of the Quran, أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَىٰ هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ. Should we keep this girl, this small girl, with disgrace, or should we rather just bury her in the ground and let it be history? That was the thoughts that would come to their mind. One of two options. They would be so disappointed by this. But the time came when their life had changed so much that now for to be a guardian over a young girl, they are ready to fight, they are ready to argue. We want to look after this girl. Before they didn't want to look after their own daughter. Now some other person's child also, Sahaba were willing to look after. This is what had happened when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked amongst them. He was a pinnacle of gentleness when he needed to be gentle. Pinnacle of kindness when he had to show kindness. Pinnacle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the pinnacle of good akhlaq, the height of good akhlaq in which whatever he did. So may Allah ta'ala give us this akhlaq, may Allah ta'ala give us this gentleness, may Allah ta'ala give it to us so that we can also be a source of attraction for ourselves, for our families, and for the ummah at large. This is one thing that is lacking. On one occasion we were with our ustad as a muftisab in another town. So there was a big Darul Uloom there. So the ustads of the Darul Uloom, they asked one question. That nowadays we see the children, that they are not listening like before. In the old days, the students, they would be very obedient. Now we're not seeing that level of discipline, that level of obedience is there in the children. What is the way to correct that? So he said one thing very nicely. He said one ingredient that is lacking today, and that ingredient can make a very big difference to the way the behavior of the children and the way the attitude of the pupils are. And that one ingredient is called love. Show the children love. Show the students love. Give them that love and that kindness. And then you will see what a high level of obedience will come back. So this ingredient that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking about, kindness and love, is something that will actually win over love, will win over kindness and will win over obedience, but it's something that we need to bring into our lives. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.